Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Some men find it tough to say, I love you. But in Bert Salva's case, what was really difficult was getting Mary Szymanski, the object of his affection, to really believe him. For almost 4 years, Bert courted Mary but didn't get anywhere. Actually, what he got was a clear message, get lost, buddy, I never want to see you again. To make the message more explicit, Mary changed her phone number, moved in with her parents living in an isolated area, and left no forwarding address. Bert, however, just didn't go away. He really loved her, and he wanted her to know that. Trying to find out where she was, Bert could only get a few leads. He knew the general area where she was living, but he didn't know where she was. He thought and thought, and then he struck upon an idea. At least he knew one way, one slim chance, by which he might convey the simple message, I love you. He bought paint and a long-handled roller. He knew the way she went to work, and though he wasn't terribly confident, he knew he had to try. In the darkness of night, he climbed on a 3-story railroad trestle which spanned the highway near the place where Mary was living and painted the message. When she saw it, she knew who had painted it. But the irony of the story is that nobody else in the community knew. Nobody had ever heard of Mary Szymanski. But that desperate act, much like a quarterback's Hail Mary in the last 3 seconds of a football game, is what got her attention and eventually turned her heart. She got in touch with him and a month later accepted his proposal of marriage. A year later, twins arrived and blessed their home. 4 years later, with the mystery still unsolved in the community, Mary wrote to the newspaper admitting she had been Mary Szymanski and told the newspaper staff what had happened. Sensing a good story, they responded immediately and sent out a reporter. Husband Bert told him he didn't know if he could do it again, hanging there 3 stories in space, holding on to the railroad trestle with one hand and a paintbrush with the other. But he was convinced it had been worth it. The message, I love you, Mary Szymanski, got through. Do you ever marvel at the length to which someone like Bert will go to get a message across? And why is this important? Psychiatrist William Glasser was convinced that only by giving and receiving love can one of your deep and emotional needs be met. It is as necessary to normal human survival as is oxygen to your lungs and nutrition to your body. You, friend, have that need deep down in your heart. The cold reality, however, is that every woman doesn't have a Bert Salva who is willing to hang by one hand from a railroad trestle to get the message across. Some desperately wish that the one they had married would and could say those 3 words, I love you, which make the difference. But they never hear them. Somewhere that love withers and dies, and the cry becomes a whimper. Others live alone, often feeling separated and neglected. There is one, though, who does love you, and he went to an amazing amount of trouble to get the message across. God so loved the world, wrote John, that he sent his one and only Son to our planet with the message of the Father's love. The love of a husband or wife is important, but of far greater importance is the reality that God will always love you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.